In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast day. Hosanna in the highest. Joyous Palm Sunday to each and every one. The grace of the Holy Spirit today has gathered us together. Taking up thy cross, we sing. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Let us keep the feast together. Come and with great rejoicing, let us magnify Christ with palms and branches. Let us cry aloud, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Savior. Some of the hymns from last night and this morning. Brothers and sisters, it is customary in our preaching to challenge the faithful. Yes, you rejoice today, but will you stay with him during the Holy Week? Will you stay with our Lord Jesus Christ? He who has come in the name of the Lord, will you be with him at his trial and crucifixion? Or is this the extent of your faithfulness? Or will the enthusiasm of this day quickly fade? And of course, actually, there will be far greater rejoicing next Sunday. There will be more people than today. And as it should be, one feast will carry over into an even greater feast. But the cross comes in between. As we might speak about the fleeting character of human emotion, of human enthusiasm, and that our faith must be based on something more than that, or something more solid, more steady, more determined. So let us look ahead, not only from today, but from beyond next week, from beyond Pascha, if we can. And yes, that's our current and determined destiny to get to Pascha, the great and holy Pascha. But even Pascha can be another exercise in excitement that soon fades. We typically ask, will you remain with Christ this week after this joy has quieted? But the greater challenge is inevitably beyond Pascha. What happens late in April? And in May, and during the summer. Of course, we cannot hold on to the intensity of Lent or the immediacy of Paschal joy, and nor should we deny ourselves that joy. But there is a spiritual relaxing that is natural and maybe even necessary to some degree, to a point, according to the Church's wisdom. But let us dare, brothers and sisters, let us dare to think beyond Pascha, leaping from this feast to more ordinary days, even during the 40 days from Pascha to Ascension and past Pentecost. And let us vow, let us desire to recommit ourselves in those days. We speak of deepening prayer during Lent, and instead too often, we discover that we are even busier than usual. And it's hard enough just to get to church sometimes for the extra services. That Lent, rather than being a retreat, is more like a charge, full speed ahead. Sometimes we learn during Lent not how to pray, but how much more we need to give ourselves to prayer. We learn how weak our general devotion is. But that itself is a very important and very valuable lesson. We need these great feast days and this holy enthusiasm, because if we do not learn to celebrate as Christians, we'll find other celebrations and other parties and other ways to make merry, but not in God's name. We need these days to rejoice in the Lord. but we also need our quiet days, our quiet time with our God. We need those days also. To give ourselves over again to the daily, steady seeking of God in prayer and sacrament, our daily procession towards the kingdom. One of the most memorable quotes from the Fathers for Palm Sunday is from our Holy Father, St. Andrew of Crete. He who sets the tone of Lenten repentance has something important to say to us on this day as well. He says, today he, Christ, returns from Bethany and proceeds of his own free will towards the holy and blessed passion to consummate the mystery of our salvation. Let us run to accompany him as he hastens towards his passion and imitate those who met him dead, not by covering his path with garments, olive branches or palms, but by doing all we can to prostrate ourselves before him by being humble and trying to live as he would wish. So let us spread before his feet not garments or olive branches which delight the eyes for a few hours and then wither, but ourselves. Let us spread ourselves before the feet of our Lord, is what St. Andrew is saying. Ourselves, clothed in his grace, or rather, clothed completely in him. We who have been baptized into Christ must ourselves be the garments that we spread before him, says St. Andrew. That self-offering that has been offered during Lent to the greater or lesser extent, to the greater or lesser ability that we have given, that we will give during this Holy Week, but let us indeed continue to give beyond these days, to offer ourselves to him, to sing our Hosanna to him throughout the year. A blessed Holy Week and Pascha to all, and blessed days on from Ascension and onwards. Hosanna in the highest! Joyous feast day!